Your time now, 10:49. Good morning. Welcome to Today on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. And we always have this CEO focus. We don't just talk to any old CEO. Just because you happen to have a big company and you make money, that's fine. Keep your money sometimes. But we prefer chatting to the CEOs who give a damn. And what does give a damn actually mean? Give a damn means, you know, worrying about more than just your EBITDA, your operational profits, for example. It's really worrying about not even just only the people in your business, but also the communities that surround your business, and especially in the time of COVID-19. We'll see the real CEOs, the wood from the trees, the ones who give a damn versus those who only care about their bottom line. And I, as I said right at the beginning of the show, this is the best time to show that you care. So Johan van Jaarsveld is, as I said, the MD of Montego Pet Nutrition. They're South Africa's largest local pet food manufacturer. And he joins you now to talk about the CSI initiative that they've created. It's called Montego Cares. And I'm not going to tell you what it entails because then I'm not going to have the interview with him. So we'll talk to him specifically about this particular initiative, but I think also a broader chat, you know, the roles of CEOs in society. How do you create a caring business? Because the one thing I do know is that they care for the communities around the Graaf-Reinet area. So, Johan van Jaarsveld, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Good morning, Tanis. Quite a unique time to take a radio interview, but
I know.
Interesting and exciting.
No, exactly. It is a unique time. Tell you what, I think most MDs are running around just trying to keep their businesses afloat. So where does this current situation leave Montego Foods as we, or Montego Pet Nutrition as we speak?
Yes, you know, it's quite, you know, we're all running around, and the last few days has been hectic as we try to secure food and make sure that the not only the humans of South Africa, the citizens, but also the four-footed citizens and our pets are assured of food during this time. So pet food is regulated by the Department of Agriculture, which means that we are agri-input or part of the agro-food chain, which would mean that as it stands at the moment, although we are still awaiting the official list of essential services, pet food would be included in the list. That is our assumption at the moment because we do form part of the agro-food chain, which would mean that retailers of pet food should stay open as well. So that's our take as it is at the moment, and also prescribed by the Pet Food Industry Association of South Africa. So for now, we are getting ready to keep our doors open to ensure that we can still supply our retailers and also supply our clients with pet food.
So when you say that people who sell the pet food, they should stay open, I know government is saying that, for example, if you're running a, I don't know, just a little fish and chip shop somewhere or whatever, that's all going to close, right? And the essential spaces will be open. And some of the essential spaces that we've been talking about have been retailers who sell the basics that we need, whether it's toilet paper, whether it's just the basic needs, that they will remain open and we'll be able to top up. Do you obviously sell your foods. Do you sell them through traditional retailers?
Yes, that's mainly where we sell our food. We're not in traditional retail as in grocery. We're in specialized, so pet stores, vet stores, and corporations.
Okay.
So that's where the big question comes in.
Okay, so those are the engagements that you've been part of. You've been working with the relevant bodies to have those pet food retailers declared as essential.
Yes. As the Pet Food Industry Association of Africa, we've been lobbying with government to keep those businesses open, and that is what we are finally waiting for. Currently, using the words of the government, the whole agro-food supply chain is remaining open.
Yep.
There is still a little bit of a question mark whether those pet stores will remain open. Our current belief, in the current situation, taking the fact that we don't have all the information into account, we cannot categorically state that they will remain open, but we are optimistic that they will.
Okay, because I got an SMS from the presidency this morning saying, I said to them, listen, people are still trying to figure out whether or not they're going to have to close by the end of tomorrow. And Kusela sent a message saying, listen, this will all be finalized this afternoon. They'll make that list available. So we'll keep our eyes open. And it makes sense, though, to have specialized pet food retailers open so we can look after our animals. And I mean, we'll see what that holds. But I want to move on from that and talk about creating a caring business. And it's something that I've been talking about within this particular context, not just obviously caring for your staff and caring for your end customer, but also caring for communities around your business. And I know that Montego Pet Nutrition does that. Just take us through that journey.
Yes, you know, we are a family business, and we understand that we have a responsibility towards not only our staff, but every community where we serve and operate, and also included in the vision of the company, those words are included to make a difference where we operate in different communities of the world. We believe that a business are given the resources and given the success in order to hand out the success. And that would start at your staff by at least paying the minimum wage, and if you are able to pay higher, and also to make a difference in your communities by empowering the community, alleviating poverty, creating jobs. There's a fine line between industrialization and advances in technology and providing jobs. And then also looking specifically in the sector where you are operating to give back to the different charities and organizations that do play their role.
So give an example of what you've managed to achieve. Maybe share a story with us about how you've made a difference in, you know, one family's life, for example.
Well, at Montego, we've got a unique approach because of where we're situated in Hoffenet. Yep. So to share that approach, outside of the borders, if you like, of Hoffenet, we primarily support animal-related charity. The reason for that is outside of our borders, of Hoffenet region, there are a large amount of companies that do look after humans and quite often a little bit less looking after animals. The situation differs in the Hoffenet area. Here we don't, obviously, being in the rural area of Hoffenet, we don't have a large number of large businesses.
Yeah.
So here, pets are generally quite well cared for, but humans or human charity are a little bit left behind.
Yes.
So specifically then in the Hoffenet area, while we do support the local SPCA, we try to, as far as possible, support bigger human organizations or any human organization. What I would like to highlight is a specific story with an animal shelter based in Johannesburg that we've partnered with for quite a few years called Barking Mad. And I'm using them as an example because it truly resonates our philosophy in donating and supporting charity. And it's coming back to the philosophy of rather learn a person to plant than to give them free food. Mm. And when we embarked with Barking Mad a few years ago, we said, listen, we can either give you a larger number of food to support your animals on a monthly basis, or we can help you to become a better charity as a whole, to increase your total donations from all civilization and to look at your longevity.
Yes.
So in 2014, we helped Barking Mad to update their website because that's where the major stream of donations are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We modernized it. We helped them to create a professional corporate identity. And from there, we continued until the, last year and continuing into this year still to help them in sustainable ways to make them more reliable for the future, to know that they will make money, or not make money, but get large donations coming in.
Now, I'm always convinced that it's leadership at the end of the day that decides how caring a particular business is. I mean, a leadership that listens to its staff, listens to its people, understands that it's surrounded by communities. What drives you as an individual? Johan van Jaarsveld, you run a successful business called Montego Pet Nutrition. But as a leader, what drives you?
Being a family business, and we're the second generation currently running the company, I would firstly and foremost say that definitely the upbringing of my father,
yeah.
The way that he taught us, the way that the ethics and the morals that he instilled us as a family. We're always growing up. We were taught to look at the bigger picture, not look at your own, look at what you're doing and the impact that you're making in the world. And we run the company on a Christian basis and Christian principles. And I think looking at various religions, that is the basis, is looking outwards and not looking inwards.
Well, there we go. And I just want to thank you very much for your time today, Johan van Jaarsveld, the Managing Director of Montego Pet Nutrition. And we do these interviews because next time you see the brand, you understand what that brand is all about, over and above the product that they're trying to sell you. And I think that's so important when we make our decisions moving forward. So, Johan, all the best with the 21 days. All the best to you and your staff. And hopefully things will remain open, sir.
Yes. Can I make one specific?
Yes, of course. Go for it.
We see various people doing panic buying, etc., and we have to request that do think of animals in this stage as well. And I'm not talking specifically about your own. I'm talking about the animals stuck in shelters. Shelters are also going on a lockdown. Yes, they will be able to probably attend to the animals, but their donations will diminish. Look at those animals. I know that, for example, Tears, based in Cape Town,
yes,
have made a request for all the animals to be adopted, even if it's just during this period.
Okay.
So think about it. Maybe adopt a pet for this period and give back. Everyone is a leader at the moment. Everyone can lead. Everyone can lead their family.
Absolutely. Johan.
And we... Yes.
No. Thank you very much for that. And I'm glad. We love Tears, by the way. So I mean, encouraging our listeners to get involved and heed that call. Johan van Jaarsveld there, MD of Montego Pet Nutrition. Thank you.